Why am I here? These clouds. These naked angels. Is this a vision? I am Joan. And too long have men raided our coast for loot and livestock and French wives. I will see every one of those English wolves back in their own land or drowned in our channel. Monsieur, I stand in a castle in the clouds. You must be a messenger of heaven. I drop to one knee. Tell me, what must I do to save my France? Time is different in dreams and visions. Dream Lord, emissary of heaven, you, with your manhood hard and naked, with a drop glistening on its tip, and that angelic woman kneeling with her hands caressing your thighs, speak to me. I am terribly afraid. It's not gone well for us. What must I do? Undress and take off my armor, for I stand in a holy castle, and none but the angels may bear arms here. Oui, monsieur, as I must. I am unclothed, monsieur. What you see, I have shown no mortal man, though I cover myself, blushing, an arm across my breast, a hand between my thighs. As I must. I am a handmaiden to France. I have lived only 19 years. But the things I've seen. Oh, I must get back. My people need me. I must wake from this vision with some message. Monsieur, will you fill me with the message? Please. I am ready to be filled. You will. But you must give it to me using the language of visions, thrusting your message into my body. I have heard of such visions as that, though usually it is an incubus or foul creature of the dark, and not a heaven lord in the high clouds who offers it. Yet, I can bear it. For France. You've taken hold of me, laying me back on these carpets covering your floor. I tremble, monsieur. I am scared. I have never done it. Thrust it in me, monsieur. Do what you must. The English desire that I burn at the stake. I would rather choose to be impaled on your stake, monsieur. I'll open my legs. For France. If this is to happen, make it happen. Each moment I wait is a torture. Hold out your wrist, sister. Never. Your hands are free. Use them for good, and for God, and for France. This vision has me blushing so hot. I burn. I trip molten heat watching you two. This vision is too much. I fear I will see all of this again when I lie in my bedding with my eyes closed and my virginal thighs pressed tightly together. And my body will burn and burn, remembering. Like this, Your Majesty. Your mouth on me. Mon Dieu. I never imagined. You're licking me. How you lick me. How you lick me. What is this fire? How you burn me. No English steak could burn me so. Oh, mon Dieu. Mon Dieu. Lick me. Lick me. Lick me. You're giving me heaven. Oh, heaven. My thighs are shaking. I can't. I'm going to. Monsieur, I will straddle you as I do my war horse. Only my war horse has never deflowered me. I mustn't be scared. I am brave. I must do this for France, as I must. I must. I am rubbing myself along the swollen shaft of your cock, monsieur. I feel it. Your hard stake. I need only slide myself down on it. Oh, no. No. Oh, right there. I will do this. I will do this. Fill me, monsieur. Fill me. For France. Ah! You're in me. You're inside of me. I bled on your cock. Destroy me. Enjoy me. Enjoy me. Your hands on my naked French tits. I've bled on you. I've opened for you. Whatever dream this is, I'm lost in it. I'm vanquished. You've taken me by storm. Make me a woman. Make me your woman. Come in me, Dream Lord. Please come in me. Come inside me. How you pulse me. Your cock has slid from me, and your semen is leaking hot and sticky from my pussy. I'm so full of your cum. Your cum is trickling down my leg. I am shaken. There is blood on my thighs, and your cum and wetness soaking my thighs like wine. What have you done to me, Monsieur? You... You wished me to have pleasure. The pleasure that burns a woman at least once before the English burned me. It was not a message you poured into my cunt, but a gift. I am grateful. I will remember this gift when I am awake. I will remember how your cock hurt me. And how you made me scream. And how you made the whole universe burn away in a wildfire of passion until there was only you and your cock inside me. And I was floating in your castle in the clouds. You gave that to me. I can never say thank you enough. Your hands on my breasts. Hold my breasts. Hold my breasts. They are yours. Almost I would rather stay. I would stay in your arms for eternity, monsieur. You have conquered me. She's right. I will never forget you. Kiss me one last time, monsieur, and taste my tears of parting on your lips. For France.